This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. British Labour Party leader Keir Starmer sounded like a winner Friday after an exit poll pointed to a landslide win for his party in the British election.
Because tonight people here and around the country have spoken and they're ready for change, to end the politics of performance, a return to politics as public service. The change begins right here because this is your democracy, your community and your future. You have voted. It is now time for us to deliver. Thank you very much.
The historic defeat for Conservatives will likely spark a contest to replace Prime Minister Rishi Sunak as leader. U.S. President Joe Biden went on the radio Thursday vowing to keep running after a disastrous debate performance raised questions about his readiness. We get more from the AP's Jennifer King.
In a radio interview with Andrea Lawful Sanders for The Source on Philadelphia's independently black-owned WURD radio, Biden says the stakes extend beyond his own political prospects.
This is the most important election because the next president of the United States, by the way, is going to be able to appoint at least two more justices in the four-year period. Maybe more. Imagine what that does to the Supreme Court.
There's a growing sense that Biden may have just days to make a persuasive case that he's fit for office before Democratic support for him evaporates completely.
Proud of the record, and we just got to keep moving.
The president will campaign in Wisconsin on Friday and sit for an interview with ABC's George Stephanopoulos that will air as a primetime special Friday evening. Jennifer King, Washington.
After hours of heavy rains, winds that left a path of destruction in Jamaica, Hurricane Beryl is headed toward Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula, the National Hurricane Center said late Thursday. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.